Mediators say they've made progress in efforts to bring the United States and Iran back to negotiations and prevent an all-out war in the Middle East. But scattered attacks by armed groups across the region underscore the lingering tensions. Neither the U.S. nor Iran have claimed any strikes for 3 days. Mediators led by Qatar and Pakistan are working to bridge the gap between Washington and Tehran. The U.S. has paused attacks after targeting Iranian areas in response to Iran firing at ships in the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump says the war is going well, that Iran is begging to negotiate, and that the U.S. has plenty of missiles. He also says Iran's money, controlled by the U.S., will pay for damages from the war. While the fighting has currently stopped, Iran is claiming a victory, while Trump says he is ready to negotiate or go back to fighting. KPFA's Christopher Martinez has more.
After nearly 2 weeks of nightly tit-for-tat strikes by Iran and the U.S., both countries have halted their strikes over the weekend. That lull in the fighting, 3 days and counting, is a welcome sign, but what it really means is far from clear. A spokesperson for the Islamic Republic of Iran, Brigadier General Mohammad Akraminia, says Iran's strikes over the last couple weeks were retaliatory deterrence, meant to, in his words, bring the United States back into line.
These attacks continued until 2 nights ago. However, over the past 2 nights, the Americans stopped their attacks. Since, as I said, our strategy was fundamentally retaliatory, we also halted our retaliatory operations.
Speaking on Iranian state TV Sunday, Akraminia framed the lull as yet another victory for Iran. As for negotiations, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Esmail Bakiai says, at present, we are not engaged in any negotiations with the United States. But back in the U.S., the official word is quite different. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, says the U.S. pause on strikes is meant to give some space for negotiations. President Donald Trump elaborated, speaking to reporters on board an Air Force One flight to Michigan.
And we're talking right now. You know, they wanted to talk. Their people said, please don't shoot last night, the night before, 2 nights. Don't do it. You know, we're having good talks. So we'll see what happens. I think there's a good chance that something could happen. And if it does, good. If it doesn't, we go back to doing what we were doing 2 days ago.
Many commentators have suggested that the U.S. decision to halt its strikes on Iran came about because Trump was growing frustrated about the failure to bring about a surrender, together with worries about the economic impacts in the U.S. ahead of the midterm elections. But Trump has long insisted that the war is going well for the U.S. and that it's Iran that was begging for negotiations, while Trump is not really worried. He doubled down on that when a reporter asked how much patience he has.
I have a lot of patience. I have plenty of time, plenty of time. Their whole shoreline's wiped out. The strait is in very good shape.
It's not clear what Trump meant by saying that the Strait of Hormuz is in good shape, since most shipping there has been halted and hundreds of vessels remain trapped in the strait. Meanwhile, an analysis by the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the war has depleted U.S. stockpiles of missiles and air defense systems. Trump dismissed those concerns, at the same time seeming to lay blame on Biden, Obama, and Ukraine.
We have a lot. I'd like to have more, to be honest. But so much was given to Ukraine by Biden. When I left, the cupboards were full. When I came here with Obama, he didn't buy ammunition. We had very little. And I got it built. Now, as soon as I left, they gave a lot of it to Ukraine. I mean, numbers that nobody's ever seen before.
As it happens, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet with Trump Tuesday. Before the visit, Zelensky said Russia has been offering Iran satellite images of U.S. bases in the Gulf region. Trump promised to investigate.
Well, we'll find out if that's true. I'll ask Putin about it. We'll find out.
He dismissed the issue with a comparison to his military operation against Venezuela.
Look, you know, they gave Venezuela a lot of equipment. Venezuela had all Russian equipment. How did that work out? Not too good. So they may be giving, but if they are, it hasn't worked out because they have no army, they have no air force, they have no navy, they have no nothing. So it hasn't worked out well. I don't think they've been doing it, certainly not at a high level. And if they have, it has been very unimpactful.
Zelensky will get to make his case when he meets with Trump Tuesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will also meet Trump Tuesday, with Iran at the top of his agenda. Netanyahu has also objected to Trump's plan to sell F-16 fighter jets to Turkey. Trump says Turkey is, in his words, not a big fan of Israel or Netanyahu, but he says Turkey is a very powerful country with a very big military.
Turkey's been a great ally for me. You know, I think he's done a very good job, did a good job with Syria. He's a friend of mine, and nobody tells me what we should be selling or not. Turkey's been a tremendous ally for me.
While Trump and Netanyahu may have a few issues to work through in their meeting, Netanyahu has a new ally on his side, Boy George, a singer-songwriter who came to fame in the 1980s. He released a new song on social media called Od Nikrod, We Will Dance Again.
You say genocide, I say war. When you're attacked, it's what the army's for.
On the other hand, singer-songwriter Katy Perry says she's deeply appalled and angry at the use of her 2010 song Firework in a video on Iran. The official White House TikTok account posted a video showing U.S. strikes with the lyrics boom, boom, boom synced to footage of explosions. Perry says her lyrics were meant to bring people together, not to celebrate warfare. In any event, as Trump meets with Zelensky and Netanyahu in Washington Tuesday, negotiations between Iran and the U.S. will either, depending on who you believe, continue or continue not happening, and the ongoing fallout from the war will continue around the globe. But Trump is assuring Americans that the war will be paid for by the war. Again, he made a comparison to the case of Venezuela.
We're taking in a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars from Venezuela. That'll happen with Iran, too.
He says that money will also pay for damages to ships caught in the Hormuz attacks.
We're going to use Iran's money to pay for the damage they did. In other words, the Iran money that we control will be used to pay for damages. Sound good? Not bad, right?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.